Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I'm going to say this for the last time because I've said it at least 15 times this offseason. Dez Bryant is a free agent. He is not with the Saints. And I don't think there's any interest to bring him back. He suffered a torn Achilles less than a year ago. If he joins you now, he'd have to start the season on PUP. Get Dez Bryant out of your head. Brooks Cabina, at B Cabina on Twitter, covers LSU football for The Advocate. He was at SEC Media Days. Brooks, how are you?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Good. What was the highlight of day one of the SEC Media Days?
Oh, there were plenty. I mean, I just got done filing my first story at theadvocate.com. So if y'all want to check that out, you can look out there. But I mean, you went all the way from LSU to Florida, and Missouri started it off. Ed Ogeron talked for a while, and a lot of it had covered the things that we've been talking about and we've written throughout the summer. He went through his depth chart. It seemed kind of filibustered at the beginning. One of the things that was interesting coming out of this, because we talked about the offense and other things before, what was interesting, he had talked about, like the other coaches did, this new NCAA transfer portal system. And he has long said that he's against it, but he also said that he was for the graduate transfer deal. I found that interesting, and in that he feels like if someone finishes and graduates, that they'll have an opportunity, that they should have an opportunity to go find. It just seems like, the roster management system right now is in this state that's very interesting. And Dan Mullen spoke about it as well from Florida and also Odom at Missouri. And, there's various different opinions across that, and that seemed to be the highlight of the day. And I think that's going to be a very big topic across all media days, across all the conferences right now. And that's one of the things that stuck out the most today.
Brooks, these events like this in SEC Media Days tend to be almost like a fashion statement. Who had the best one so far?
Grant Delpit looked pretty good. And Lloyd Cushenberry, the starting center for LSU, he was making a joke. So, part of the story today was Grant Delpit is trying to think of his brand. Like a lot of players are very concerned about that, and rightfully so, because one day they will manage a lot of money and want to have, a big side of that. But Lloyd, I asked Lloyd what Grant's brand was, and he just laughed. Like, look at him, man. He's got his hair cut. He's kind of the pretty boy. He's got that. That's what his brand is. And, he looked pretty good. He had his one day old haircut and his suit, and he had an LSU lapel. I mean, he looked pretty fresh. So he looked pretty good today.
Brooks, I want you to explain this bite. How did we get here on Joe Burrow? Let me play this sound bite.
I had to really get used to how my teammates interacted with each other.
Right.
Because if you can't fit in, you're not going to be a leader.
Right.
I always tell the story that in camp I went to go get a salad and everybody started making fun of me because I eat salad. People in Louisiana don't like to eat salad. I got made fun of for that. So I don't eat salad in public a lot.
How did that happen, Brooks?
Joe, so everybody's trying to get their piece of Joe now. You got a whole year and you try and go into it. And one of the things about him is, so whenever he first got into college and started at Ohio State, he didn't do a lot of things, and he was kind of admitting that today. So his mom would come up and do his laundry, and he was kind of ashamed to admit it, but he learned how to be an adult. He does his own laundry, and he cooks for himself now. So that's kind of been the origination of all that. He doesn't like salad. He just learned how to eat crawfish through this past year, and really he's just kind of, it's talking about his personality and what he's turned into and how he's learning how to cook and how to do his own laundry. So he's kind of becoming his own adult, and he's been pretty open about it. And, it's kind of one of those playful things you talk about with someone. You try and learn about their personality a little bit.
Does he have a sneaky good personality?
It's pretty sneaky. I mean, he's so last December, whenever they're in the Fiesta Bowl, I did my own profile on Joe, and it's still up there if you go look for it. And I mean, you try and understand what kind of guy he's kind of quiet. His roommate at the time, Tiger Shade, said he's basically like John Wayne. You know, he just wants to come in, beat the bad guy, and roll out his credits roll. He don't want to do much talking. So, I mean, I think he's kind of taken on this role as a quiet, funny guy. He'll throw out a one-liner every now and then. He'll come up with something clever. And, you know, with reporters who ask him questions like that, he kind of wants to give them something too. So he'll be pretty funny. So he's kind of, it seems like that's his personality, kind of the quiet guy who'll throw out a good line every now and then.
Brooks Cabina covers LSU football for The Advocate, at B Cabina on Twitter. Brooks, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Where will LSU finish in the SEC West? First, second, third, or outside of the top three? If you were voting in that poll, where would you vote?
Well, right now it's hard to say anybody's going to get above Alabama. I know they just got rocked by Clemson, but they're the team to beat in the SEC. I say they're number one. I think you would vote LSU right around second. I think they've definitely proven themselves last year through that 10-3 season, even with the loss to Texas A&M. I think Texas A&M is back, and they're going to have a lot of talent. It's going to be pretty much between those two, I believe, right there fighting at number two. And I think that game at the end of the season between them and Texas A&M is going to be a big deal. I mean, we talked to a lot of players about that today, Joe, Lloyd, and Grant, about the Texas A&M rivalry, and there's a lot of reporters up from, Houston, the Texas area as well. And with Texas A&M going tomorrow, that's going to be a big talking point. Is what's that going to be like? You know, I'd say LSU has the edge. I think they, with what their offense is, I think it's from what they've said and what I've seen in the spring game, it seems like that's going to work. They've got the personnel for it. Defensively, they've got a lot of great players returning back. Grant Delpit is going to make another run at the Nagurski, I think. I mean, that guy just plays really well, and the talent's there. So, I mean, right now, I'd say LSU is a strong second place in the West. If it comes down to it, I mean, Alabama, they should be able to contend much better than they did last year. I think they're a more complete team that has a better idea of what they're doing. Now, obviously, that has a lot to do with what injuries are like by that time that season. But still, man, I mean, Alabama's on top, and it'd be hard to pick anyone else number one right now.
Brooks, size up this running back group. How much time do you think John Emery is going to play and the others in that backfield?
I think John Emery is going to slow play in at the beginning. You know, they open up in the season against Georgia Southern. I think once you get into the second quarter, third quarter, if there's a big lead, you'll see John play a lot. But by Texas, those are kind of big games that you'll see big-time true freshman recruits come in and get their shot, and whether they perform well right there usually decides how much he plays the rest of the season. I can kind of relate it to Major League Baseball, where you'll pick up a minor league prospect that gets a shot at the league, and if he goes 0-for-4 for 2 days, he's going to go back and not play very much. So, it depends on what he does against Texas, I think. And I think from all signs what John Emery can do, and I hate basing predictions based off of huddle accounts and other kind of videos, but I think he's going to perform well against Texas, and he'll get his touches throughout the rest of the year. He's an all-around back who can both run and catch passes out of the backfield, so I think that suits him in this offense. But it's a crowded room back there, so it highly depends on what he's able to do early on in the season.
Brooks, one concern you have about this LSU team headed into fall practice in the regular season?
Offensive line. It was a big struggle last year. They returned four starters, so that means they're going to have to improve with those four guys. Those are the same guys that struggled last year, and there's a hole at left guard, so that's that one position that's missing. So they got to figure out a very important position at left guard, which has a lot to do with how they'll run. And in the run pass option, that's half of it, right? Run and off and pass in the option, and to do that, they need to be able to run block and pass protect, and the offensive tackles did not do well last year, and it had a lot to do with Dara Traor struggling in his transition from JUCO to Division I football. And I've heard that he's gotten better at the right tackle, but Austin Deculus, who got shifted out there, was an interior guy, a guard that they switched out there and wanted to be a day-to-day guy, and he struggled at times. And Sadiq Charles at left tackle, he played well his freshman year, struggled as a sophomore last year, and he's going to have to improve again, too. So everything points to that offensive line. I mean, Joe Brady, the new passing game coordinator, said going up tempo and being able to get the passes off quicker in this offense will help the offensive line out. But you still got to be able to block for however many seconds it is before then. They struggled at times last year. So the offensive line has a lot to do with whether this offensive change succeeds or not.
Brooks Cabina, at B Cabina on Twitter, does a great job covering LSU for The Advocate. Brooks, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Coming back for Jim in Sorrento and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.